ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् Chapter 29 entitled Talks Between Narada and King Rachanabadi. Text 42 to 44. Prajapati Pati Saksha.
Prajapati Pati Saksha.
Bhagavan Girisho Manu.
Bhagavan Girisho Manu.
Daksharaya Kaya Dyaksha. Nāyastikhi kha sanakādayaha
Nāyastikhi kha sanakādayaha
Prajāpati pati sākṣā
Prajāpati pati sākṣā
Bhagavān girīśo manu
Bhagavān girīśo manu
Dakṣālaya praja dhyākṣā
Dakṣālaya praja dhyākṣā
Nāyastikhi kha sanakādayaha
Nāyastikhi kha sanakādayaha
Bhagavān girīśo manu
Bhagavān girīśo manu
Dakṣālaya praja prajatā dhyakṣā
Dakṣālaya praja dhyakṣā
Nāyastikhi kha sanakādayaha
Nāyastikhi kha sanakādayaha
Two more set of verses shall read please here Marichi Atri Ankira Shu Kulasya Kulaka Kutuhu Brugu Vashishta Vidhiyete Madanta Namahadinaha Adhyapi Vachas Patayas Tako Vidhya Samadhi Vidhi Pashyanto Apina Pashyanti Pashyantam Parameshwaram What were mean? Please repeat. Prajapati Pati
Prajapati Pati
Brahma, the father of all progenitors
Brahma, the father of all progenitors.
Sakshat.
Sakshat.
Directly.
Directly.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The most powerful.
The most powerful.
Girishaha.
Girishaha.
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva.
Manu.
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 Manu. Manu.
Daksha Adayaha.
Daksha Adayaha.
Headed by King Daksha.
Headed by King Daksha.
Praja Adyakshaha.
Praja Adyakshaha.
The rulers of humankind.
The rulers of humankind.
Naistika.
Naistika.
Swam Brahmacharis.
Swam Brahmacharis.
Sanaka Leha.
Sanaka
Leha. Headed by Sanaka.
Headed by Sanaka.
Marichi.
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 Atra Angirasau.
Atri Angirasau.
Atri and Angira.
Atri and Angira.
Kulasyaha.
Kulasyaha.
Kulasya.
Kulasya.
Kulaha. Kulaha.
Kulaha.
Kulaha.
Kulaha.
Kratu.
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 Brigu.
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 Vasishtaha.
Vasishtaha.
Vasishtha.
Vasishtha.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
Ete.
Ete.
All of them.
All of them.
Madantaha.
Madantaha.
Ending with me.
Ending with me.
Brahmavadina.
Brahmavadina.
Brahmanas.
Brahmanas.
Speakers on Vedic literature.
Speakers on Vedic literature.
Adhyapi.
Adhyapi.
Up to date.
Up to date.
Vachapataya.
Vachapataya.
Masters of speaking.
Masters of speaking.
Tapaha.
Tapaha.
Austerities.
Austerities.
Vidya.
Vidya.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Samadhi.
Samadhi.
And by meditation.
And by meditation.
Pashyantaha.
Pashyantaha.
Observing.
Observing.
Api.
Na pashyanti.
Do not observe.
Do not observe.
Pashyantam. Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Translation by Pope by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The most powerful Lord Brahma, the father of all progenitors, Lord Shiva, Manu, Daksha, and other rulers of humankind, the four saintly first-class brahmacharis headed by Sanaka and Sanatana, the great sages Maharishi, Atri, Angira, Pulatsya, Pulaha, Kratu, Brihu, and Vasishtha, and my humble self, Narada, are all stalwart brahmanas who can speak authoritatively on Vedic literature. We are very powerful because of austerities, meditation, and education. Nonetheless, even after inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom we always see, we do not know perfectly about Him. Purport. According to the foolish Darwinian theory of the anthropologists, it is said that 40,000 years ago, Homo sapiens had not appeared on this planet because the process of evolution had not reached that point. However, the Vedic histories, the Puranas and Mahabharata, relate human histories that extend millions and millions of years into the past. In the beginning of creation, there was a very intelligent personality, Lord Brahma, and from him emanated all the Manus and the Brahmacharis like Sanaka and Sanatana, as well as Lord Shiva, the great sages, and Narada. All these personalities underwent great austerities and penances and thus became authorities in Vedic knowledge. Perfect knowledge for human beings as well as all living entities is contained in the Vedas. All the above mentioned great personalities are not only powerful but cognizant of past, present and future but are also devotees. Still, in spite of their great education and knowledge, despite their meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, they cannot actually understand the perfection of the living entity's relationship with Lord Vishnu. This means that these personalities are still limited as far as their knowledge of the unlimited is concerned. The conclusion is that simply by advancing in one's knowledge, one cannot be accepted as an expert in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood not by advanced knowledge but by pure devotional service as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:55. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavam yasyasmitatpatakam. Unless one takes pure transcendental devotional service, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in truth. Everyone has some imperfect ideas about the law. So-called scientists and philosophical speculators are unable to understand the Supreme Lord by virtue of their knowledge. Knowledge is not perfect unless one comes to the platform of devotional service. This is confirmed by the Vedic version. Atha pite deva padam bhujadvaya prasada reshan vihita devati janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno na chanye eko pichiram vishin. Bhagavatam 10.14.29. The speculators, the jnanis, go on speculating about the Supreme Personality of Godhead for many, many hundreds of thousands of years. But unless one is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot understand His supreme glories. All the great sages mentioned in this verse have their planets near Brahmaloka, the planet where Lord Brahma resides, along with four great sages, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sananda and Sanatkumara. These sages reside in different stars known as the southern stars which circle the pole star. The pole star called Guru Loka is the pivot of this universe and all the planets move around this pole star. All the stars are planets. as far as we can see within this one universe. According to Western theory, all the stars are different suns, but according to Vedic information, there is only one sun within this universe. There are many millions of other universes. All the so-called stars are the different planets. Besides this universe, there are many millions of other universes, and each of them contains similar innumerable stars and planets.
ज्ञानस्य ज्ञानं सन्तलाकया चक्षुरुं मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं भूतकलायां तदा सर्वदाशितं वन्दे भवन् श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सार्धजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं जीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च हे कृष्णा कर्मासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्तराधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तत्कांचन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Some look on Soul as amazing, some describe him as amazing, and some hear of him as amazing, while others, even after hearing about him, cannot understand him at all. So those who can't understand are being listed in the first paragraph of the purport. In the section called grouped under anthropologists. So, according to the foolish Darwinian theory of anthropologists, it is said that 40,000 years ago, Homo sapiens had not appeared on this planet. We can see the words of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling, even after hearing, some of them cannot understand. One main question, so you are refuting the Darwinian evolution theory, what have you got to offer? So, as pointed out by Srila Prabhupada in this purport, perfect knowledge for human beings as well as all human beings is contained in the Vedas. So, Vedas do have an explanation for how the evolution happens. It is described in terms of evolution of consciousness. And if you want exact figures, the Vedas do give you exact figures. Some of you might know the words Dharadana Vachami, Stava Laksha Prinshati. So that particular verse that Prabhupada quotes often during his morning walks, during his lectures, that verse has got all the statistics about how many species and what's to come. Jalajanava Lakshami Stavara Laksha Vimshati Krimayo Rudra Sankhyaha Sankhyakaha Pakshinam Dasa Lakshinam. त्रिंशा लक्षाणि पशवः चतुर्लक्षाणि मांसः. So we are interested in this study. So 400,000 species of humans, 300,000, 3 million species of animals, 1 million birds, 1,100,000 species of insects, worms, reptiles, 2 million of plants, and 900,000 species of aquatics. So after having refuted the Darwin theory, let us do give the evolution, the truth coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He, being the original, we can call Him as the original equipment manufacturer, what we normally use in IT terms, OEM, He is the one who created the entire spiritual and material world. So He says that authoritatively. These are the forms that are being created. Prabhupada explains that I have a form, we have a form, there are different forms existing. Forms were created and this become. Jalajana Lakshana Sahara Lakshati. In this way, the evolutionary process is going on. So Prabhupada brings about this point that as many living entities are there, there must be different forms to give them. Just as a person has different set of clothing and different people have different set of clothing, if you consider the soul being covered by different bodies, the bodies have to be ready for when the soul, according to the Karmana Daivamitrena, Jantur Deho Pate, so according to the supervision and according to the karma that you have done, you must get a body. So body must be ready for you to take on. So the forms must be ready for you to take on those forms when you enter this material world. So again, this can be seen as the love of the Lord. This is the love that He is showing for the living entities who have turned their faces away from Him. He is creating a place for you. He is creating a suitable form that you can take. And for that, He is doing the primary creation. And then, after that, the secondary creation takes over. That's what we see in the after how many times that Prabhupada starts to describe what is your version of truth. What are you going to explain? So then we say that, okay, all species or all living entities existed forever. That's why when enlightening Arjuna about the science of soul, Krishna starts off with listing the quality of soul. Most of your Bhakti Shastri is here. What are some of the properties of the soul?
Eternal,
very good. Which means always existing. What else?
Unbreakable, insoluble.
Unbreakable, one at a time. Unbreakable, okay. What? You have something to say? Yeah, I know you're a scholar. I understand that. So for the benefit of common men, can you... what does that translate to? Cannot be cut by weapons.
Not
dry by air. Okay, what else?
Not washed by water.
So far we change. So soul is weapon proof, waterproof, fireproof, airproof, cannot be broken.
And we also, one of the properties of the soul is called achalaha. What does that mean?
It
cannot be moved. Okay. So, if it is immovable, previous verses, few verses before that, you will hear this verse from the Gita, as the embodied soul continuously moves from one body to the other, from body to youth to old age. So, one point is saying the soul is immovable, and the other side is saying the soul is moving. So, let us ask our Pandit Manmohan Guru, what do you think?
I don't know. The movement of the soul is like, it is illusory. It's like when you see the moon reflected in the water.
Said Mike. According to your work, you can choose to go to different
planetary systems, according to how you worship the Lord, what kind of worship you want to offer. So, setting that in context with Prashnabhaji, Narada Muni is saying that if you're worshipping using these ritualistic ceremonies, the animals that you've killed, they're going to, they're waiting to harm you. Then, Prashnabhaji may ask, like, so far I've been tricked by these people for doing this kind of Kanakanda worship. Yes, Narada Muni says, not all of them will teach you about pure devotional service. So Narada Muni is kind of concluding his explanation by saying that he has listed so many people, exalted personalities in this purport. So can you name some of them? Who are the exalted personalities that are listed in this purport?
Lord Brahma,
very good.
Lord Shiva.
Fourth Mara, and some adjective is given for the fourth Mara. What is that?
Stalwart
Brahmacharis. Yeah. Who else?
The seven Rishis.
Rishis.
Lord Shiva.
Yeah, let's talk about Lord Shiva. Anyone else? Manu, Daksha, Pulasya, Vasishta, Angira, all big names. There's a big ones. And some of them can be classified using a specific term.
Mahadans.
Very good. Who are the Mahadans?
Swayamguru Mahadha.
There's also a verse describing Mahadans. Chota and Prepar class. Who are the Mahadans?
Lord Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, Kumara, Kapila, Manu,
yeah.
Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bari, Shukadeva Goswami and Yamaraj.
Yes, Yamaraj, who actually speaks the words Balir Vayasaki, Vayam. So Yamaraj will say, what it means. So here, Narada Muni is doing the same thing. He's listing all the exalted personalities. He doesn't say, starting with me, all these great personalities. He puts him towards the end, saying, I am also part of them. So actually their positions are, she says, my humble self. So that's one of the qualities of the absorbed personalities, humility, and trying to cultivate and generally fail. All these Sarvat Brahmanas can speak authoritatively on literature. So the qualities of them are described. How did they become powerful? By performing great austerities. They are well versed in meditation and they are well versed in education. So qualities listed are meditation, education, authoritative speech, and then also seeing the Lord face to face. They have got the chance to see the Lord face to face. Still, what is the catch? What Narada Muni is saying? He doesn't say that, yeah, Krishna, we know about him. They have complete knowledge. We know his latest worship. He downloaded his latest version into our memory, so we know about him. So they are saying that despite all of this, being Prajapatis, being Mahajans, being Shaktya Vaisavata of Bhakti, being Sovereign Brahmacharis, so all this is getting covered, being situated in Brahmacharya Ashram or Prajapati Ashram, renounced all of still, we can't see, we can't understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead fully. No one knows him perfectly. I think Vishnudeva also believes his when he wants to advise, he will tell one particular person like, trying to recover, looking for it, cooking it. No one can understand the plan of the Lord. And no one can know Him fully, perfectly. But still, He is so merciful. And He tells that person who was acting as a charioteer, as a messenger, as a friend, as a guardian, as a well-wisher, that person is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the point is, as Prabhupada says, just offer a fruit and flower or water, when he talks about that particular verse, Prabhupada's voice will show. What can I offer to Krishna? But still, I've just got this flower, so please accept this. You are so insignificant, but still I am bringing this flower, so please accept it. His Prabhupada said, that will be accepted. You are dealing with Krishna, be careful. So, the greatness of the Lord is brought up, at least my understanding is that the Mahajans, exalted personalities who are well versed, who can speak well, who have done meditation, who can enlighten others, who are also Sampradaya Acharyas. You see, Lord Shiva is one of the Sampradaya Acharya. What Sampradaya comes from him? To the Sampradaya, very simple. Kumar Sampradaya, very good. Then, which Sampradaya are we coming from?
Brahma.
Brahma, Mata, Gauri, Sampradaya. What Sampradaya is missing?
Lakshmi
Devi. Lakshmi Devi is missing. Does it mean that Lakshmi Devi can understand the Supreme Lord? Because she is not disturbed? Could be, huh? Can you get a fifth candle? Let's see what Mother Lakshmi says. Because she is not disturbed. And she is the wife of the Lord. And she is always massaging the feet of the Lord. And everyone is after seeking after her blessings. So let's see what she says.
Okay.
Oh, Supreme Unconquerable Lord. This is Mother Lakshmi speaking, 5:18:22. Oh, Supreme Unconquerable Lord. When they become absorbed in thoughts of material enjoyment, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, as well as other demigods and demons, undergo severe penances and austerities to receive my benedictions. But I do not favor anyone, however great he may be, unless he is always engaged in the service of your lotus feet. Because I always keep you within my heart, I cannot favor anyone but a devotee. Here comes the next word which I was trying to refer to. O infallible one, she calls the Lord as Achyuta. O infallible one, your lotus palm is the source of all perdition. Abhayamasta. As we mentioned here, Srimati Radharani is showing the Abhayamasta. Therefore, your pure devotees worship it in the hand, the palm, and you mercifully place your hand on their heads. Does it remind you of somebody? Lord putting his palm.
Dhruva
Maharaj. That's very close. Lord put his palm shell on Dhruva Maharaj's palm. So you see the picture. The Lord putting his palm on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj will be in like spiritually, he'll undergo the spiritual emotions, and then, is it right? And he will pray after that.
Mark, which is indicating that he is carrying
Lakshmi see and move in his chest, very close to his heart, but still she is saying, I can't understand your motives. So the four Sampradaya Acharyas can't understand, the great Mahajans can't understand. So why are we doing bhakti process then?
To the best of our ability.
To try to the best of our ability. What's the whole giving verse to talk about the quotes from Bhagavad Gita in this particular purport? Which you just number. Bhagavad Gita 1855, it starts with the word bhaktya.
Bhaktya
mam abhijanati dhava nishtasmi tatpadaha katovam. So, in that particular verse, Prabhupada explains that one should be devoid of mental speculation, erudite scholarship, and one must engage fully in devotional service. He says, university degrees are not helpful. That's where all the theories of Western theory, thinking that there are multiple planets, but Prabhupada says all stars are planets as far as we can see within the universe, although according to Western theory all stars are different suns, but according to Vedic information there is only one sun within this universe. So the qualification for understanding Gita and also understanding the Shastric wisdom in the first few verses of the second chapter, especially in 29, Prabhupada explains that one has to have done some austerities and penances in this life or in the previous life. This is from 229. The easiest process for understanding the subject matter of the self. So if you can't understand yourself and you're speculating about the forms, the species, if you can't even understand your own self, why try about that? So Prabhupada explains, the easiest process for understanding the subject matter of self, however, is to accept the statements of the Bhagavad Gita spoken by the greatest authority, Lord Krishna, without being deviated by other theories. So Darwin theory is out of the picture, university degrees are out of the picture. So what is required? But it also requires a great deal of penance and sacrifice. Two things are coming up, penance, sacrifice. Either in this life or the previous one. Before one is able to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So is that sufficient? Penance and sacrifice? I do that in this life or previous life? Can I get Krishna? No. Prabhupada asks, this is the last punchline in this purport, 229. Krishna can however be known as such by the causeless mercy of the pure devotee and by no other way. So that is where the hope begins, where you try to get the mercy of the pure devotee and not by other means. So those pure devotees, by their causeless mercy will enlighten you with the science of soul. Capacity to speculate will be removed because clear proof is given. And in this particular Bhagavad Gita verse 1855, the word Vishate is used. One may think that Vishate means I enter into the body of Krishna and become one with Krishna. So those kind of mental speculations are also removed by the authority by clearly establishing the science of soul in the second chapter itself, where the several places where it says, never was there a land when I do not exist, nor you, nor the kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. So the speculation is cut straight away there. So he is using the words I, me, and kings, plural. He did not say, as Brahman, I am existing here, I am existing, I am existing there. No, he says, I, you, and clearly it is distinguished. And after liberation, one may quote this verse, Vishate means I will enter the body of Krishna. He doesn't say that. After liberation, after my ignorance is removed, I will become one with the Lord. If that's the case, Prabhupada states in one of the purports that Arjuna heard this whole Bhagavad Gita at the end of 18 chapters, he must have merged with the body of Krishna. And after that, no one would have spoken anything. It will always be Brahman Vasya, or Brahman Vasya, Brahman Vasya. No. We hear that. Even after hearing the Gita at the end, Nashto Moha Smriti Labdhva Akut Prasada Maya Anshita Sthito Smi Gata Sandeha Karvishye Vachanam Tarva. My ignorance is removed. All the doubts are destroyed. Still, two personalities are speaking. It's not that after gaining knowledge, Arjuna became light and then entered into the body of Krishna and became one. No, he is still a person. He understood his constitutional position, all the doubts are removed, and he is saying, now I am ready for what you are saying. So even after liberation, the living beings exist in their constitutional position. Muktirhitva anita rupam swarupena yavasthiti. So that's why 15th chapter explains that there are shara akshara, which means fallible, infallible. Even after liberation, the soul continues his devotional service. So that's why we're getting trained. And in this Mother Lakshmi section of India, that section of our life, that one has to remember these prayers when he is in this material world and offer them to the Lord. And when he goes back to the spiritual world, he will be continuing to offer those prayers to the Lord. So we don't have to engage in mental speculation, jnana, being sidetracked by anthropologists or scientists, by university degrees which don't help us to get close to Krishna. I'm not against university degrees, but if they are taking us away from Krishna and making us believe that the research scholars and academicians, you know, those from the academic circle, they are better than what Prabhupada is given in his purpose. So that's when the problem comes. So, Vedas are the ultimate authority. That's the point which comes up. We don't have to speculate or do anything more than that. So, give up Jnana and Vyasana in the Parsi Namadeva. Give up your propensity to speculate. It is Brahma again saying that Jnana Prayasam Tathasya Namanta Eva Jivanti San Mukharitam Bhavati Eva Sthane Sthita Shruti Gata Anuvan Ankit Ekraya. So that same Ajita which Mother Lakshmi described, that Ajita becomes Jita. So that I will conclude with reading the explanation from that wonderful verse that Lord Brahma gives us the hope. And how to practically engage body, mind and verse. 10.14.3. mind situated in their established social positions. So sthane sthita shruti gata antarvana. So one may think that okay, exalt, sovereign, brahmacharis are described, and then we have Lord Shiva, Brahma Deva in the Grihastha Ashram. So I am in one particular situation. If I change my situation, I will be able to understand Krishna better. Not necessarily. So sthane sthita. So sthane sthita doesn't mean you sit there and do nothing. And do what? You have to first throw away the process of speculative knowledge. And here is the BMW, this is body, mind, words. Here is the BMW is coming. Body, mind and words are engaged in offering all respects to the descriptions of your personality and activities. That's the first thing. Constructive. So there is vidhi and nisheda. One is don'ts and one is do. So do is the with your body, mind and words offer respects to the description of the personality and activity of the Lord. Then second rule is dedicate your life to these narrations which are vibrated by you personally, which is Brahma talking to the Lord, and by your pure devotees, which is what Prachnabhari is hearing from Naradami. And what's the goal of this? What do I get by all this? I've given up. So the process is described. Be situated in a social position, throw away speculation, and with your body, mind and words to the process is described. What do I get out of this? What is the prayojana? The goal is that certainly conquer your lordship. Ajita becomes jita. Although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within this three worlds. So this is from the purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami has explained the words Tanva Manovi by the words body, words and mind in three ways. In reference to the devotees, so what do I do with my body, mind and words? And how do I conquer Krishna through my body, mind and words? So first the body, they touch his, so to speak, with their hands. We touch the feet of the Lord. When I ask, I can't go into the altar and touch the feet of the Lord. Prabhupada was mentioning this point in his Bhagavatam class, that when we are chanting, we are touching, the tongue is touching the body of the Lord. So, I'm not so conscious of it yet. Trying to. So, the process is facilitated, whether we are aware of it or not, that's a different story. But the process is facilitating us to touch the body of the Lord. And second, the words, what do I do? Call him to come with their words and attain his direct audience within their mind simply by thinking about him. So, Mahanti Puja. By some unfortunate situation, if the devotee is not able to physically render service to the Lord, he can, by through his mind, by reciting his prayers and request the Lord to come and reside in his mind and offer his puja and glorification in his mind. And finally, with our mind, we need to be simply thinking about him. So what do we do with the body? What do we discuss? First thing, touch the feet with the hand. If we can't, then please touch the tongue, the Hare Krishna mantra. With the mouth, what do we do?
Glorify,
call the Lord with his name. And then see the Lord with the eyes. So body, mind. So mind completely absorbed in thinking. From the point of view of non-devotees, the Lord becomes ajita. He is not conquered. because they don't want to engage body, mind and strength, body, mind and words in the Lord's service. Even though they have extreme bodily strength, mental power and experience. So that's where the Kishore verse also tells that one may go on preparing for years, one may not be able to understand the Lord, one may even travel to the sphere of the mind, still you can't capture the Lord. So that's where the category of the non-devotional scientists and non-devotional degree holders fall under. Because we do have devotional scientists like Prabhupada's disciples. They have Bhakti Ranta Institute at BI, Bhakti Sarvadhamma Maharaj. With the coming back to the body mind world, so another aspect that you can do with your body is offer obeisances. So in this way, by engaging the body, mind and words, so you touch the head to the ground while offering obeisances. One should engage his words in taking the transcendental reflexes such as Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as praise the devotees who are preaching such reflexes. And one should engage his mind by feeling great reverence and pleasure while hearing the transcendental topics of the Lord. So whenever you come across touching lines in the purport, you can take them out as the pearls of wisdom and put it in a document, blow it up in big font, print it out, laminate it, put it in your house and decorate your house, because by worship, you can worship the Lord also through reading Bhagavad Gita. You can worship Him through your intelligence. Many devotees who have children, busy at work. So if you read one particular section, if at all you can read only one paragraph or one verse or one line, so that's what sticks in you. Throughout your day, you can do your manam. And when you're coming to work or coming back or taking care of the kids, while doing your chores, if by some reason you're not able to get in touch and read the books directly, you churn this, whatever you read, you churn it in your mind when you are doing your duties. One such verse, one such line from the purport I'll share. This is from 120-122. The servitor is always ready to render service to the Lord, and similarly the Lord is always seeking an opportunity to render some service to the devotee. Isn't that mind-blowing? It's a transcendental combination between the Lord and the devotee. So, He, the Lord, takes great pleasure in His pure devotees assuming the advantageous position of ordering Him than He does in being the giver of orders. So, just to bring to the last line. But when He, the Lord, finds that a pure devotee is ordering Him, He obtains transcendental pleasure, although He is the infallible master in all circumstances. So, this is one way of engaging yourself. Fully, even though you are not able to read the books always and spend 10 hours reading or 8 hours reading, how do they connect? This is by, even if you come across few of these verses and third quotes and things like that, what you can do within your capacity is to take them out, start collecting these pearls of wisdom, the spiritual exercises of Srila Prabhupada, which he has put out in his purports, collect them, compile them, print them out, share and decorate your house with these lines of purport. So with that I will conclude. In the Quran day of time. Pranthrasana Bhagavatam Ki Jaya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.